Hello and welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast. I'm Chieko.
And I'm Yasuko.
And we are two gals exploring the funny gap we find ourselves in between Japan and the USA. The bicultural and bilingual experience has morphed into a mashup of the two worlds we affectionately call Japanglish. In today's episode, we debate the merits of multitasking and triangular eating, waking up to Morgan Freeman, and educational TV shows. Let's listen in.
こんにちは。ロスジャパことロストインジャパングリッシュへようこそ。ナビゲーターのヤッコと
ちーちゃんです。
ロスジャパは日米文化の狭間に生きる私たちが日頃体験する文化や言語の奇妙な違いについて語り合うゆるトークを除くポッドキャストです。ジャパングリッシュと呼ぶ独自の世界観で、まぜこぜバイリンガル形式で話しています。今日のエピソードでは、ながら族と三角食べの話を除きます。その他、モーガン・フリーマンの声で目覚めたり、勉強になるテレビの話が続きます。それでは聞いてみましょう。こう、ながら族ってわかる？It's...For instance, doing one thing while doing another thing.
Multitasking.
まあ、multitasking だとすごいさ、すごい人の感じしない？あの、今の日本語やばいね。すごい、あの、全然わかんないよね。効率的な人？なんかこう、multitasking、ヤコの印象だけどね、multitasking って言って、これもでき、これをしながらこれをやることができて、なんか有能なあの感じっていう印象があるんだけど、こう。
Oh, really? Because in my mind, it's totally different.
Oh, okay. In that case,
I think of multitaskers as trying to do too many things at once, and they're not doing anything very well.
なるほど。あ、それもあるんだ。
It's like, oh, I'm cooking, and then I'm burning this, you know, burning the breakfast while I'm also trying to.You know, get the kids dressed while I'm also trying to pack their lunches, while I'm also trying to, I don't know, feed the dog, and everything's like chaotic and crazy.
ちゃんとできてないみたいな。Oh, I have to remember that. じゃあ、multitasking も入ってるね。でもな、こう、ながら族はね、あ、でも同じようなところかもしれない。テレビを、よく言うながら族は、テレビを見ながら本を読むとか。
Oh, how can you do that? I don't understand.
Like, I don't understand, but Jan does it. He needs to have sound.
So it could just be like music that has no lyrics?
でもいい。もちろん、もちろん。
Because you can't listen to dialogue and read and understand both at the same time.
だと思うでしょ？でも。
So he just likes the noise.
Yeah, he likes the noise.
Is that what it
is? That's what he says.
Okay.
だけど聞くとね、ちゃんとテレビの話もでき、その書かれてるものの話もするし、本の話もしてて、だから it's really weird for me because I cannot multitask できないんだよね。全くできないんだよ。だからこのまずそれができることもすごいなと思うんだけど、でもよくよく聞くと確かに中途半端。テレビを全部ちゃんと分かってるわけでもないし、本の書いてあるところもなんだよここ抜けてんじゃんみたいなところももちろんあるから、こう。
I think the only time multitasking really works is if one is a low brain activity. You know, so I can like listen to music and fold the laundry. Or I can talk to my sister and walk on the treadmill.
Right?
Those types of activities I can do at the same time, but I can't write an email and have a conversation at the same time, right? Because they're high brain activity.
So.
So I think that, you know, when a lot of people are multitasking, they're really just switching back and forth between two activities. And it generally drops productivity and efficiency. And it also generally drops happiness level. Because you're not able to focus and be in the zone.
わかる。
So it increases stress.
Yeah. Like, I need to focus when I want to do something. Like, こう。例えばね、まあ最近はできるようになったんだけど、で食べるときにこういっぱいお皿があるじゃない。そうすると一個のお皿を食べないと次に行けない。
こう子供の時はこう三角食べって言ってこうご飯を持ってんじゃん。でサラダとかおかずがあって、うん、こう食べながらこう三角にこう食べるっていうのを言うんだよね。そうそうそう。で三角食べしなさいとか言われるんだけど、I couldn't do that. And I'm still like sometimes こうちゃんと考えてないとできないくらいやばい。やばいからね。こう面白いのが、like, Yam cannot sleep with no sound.
Oh, really? Yeah. Do you have like a sound machine?
最近はサウンドマシンをサウンドマシンにしてる。で、なんでかっていうと、よくヤンが一人でやってた時は映画をかけて寝るんだよ。
Mm-hmm.
で、こう二人とも眠たくなりました。じゃあ寝ましょうってなった時に、こう映画をヤンはまずかけるね。何でもいいから。で、like, I'm like falling asleep, but then if a movie is playing, like I...cannot ignore it. So,
right. こうだんだん like, wakes you up.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Me too.
やっぱり、やった。これちょっと、やんよ。
Yeah, like it's stimulating. It's not calming and, right? Like it doesn't put me to sleep. It actually stimulates my mind. And then I'm like up watching the show.
そうなんだよ。だから2時間ぐらいさ、起きちゃってさ、睡眠が足りなくなって、次の日かな。最悪だよって思って、oh. だから最近はウェーブの音とか、
はい、
ファイアプレイスの
音とか、はいはい、パチパチ
パチパチパチパチ好きなんだよね、それにして
る、yeah. I'm really sensitive to light, so when I'm sleeping and the television is on, you know when it goes bright, you know, it flickers, it wakes me up.
はいはいはい。
And so I really hate it when John watches TV while we're trying to sleep. And he doesn't really do that anymore. But when we first started dating, he would watch TV and leave it on while he fell asleep. And then it would wake me up in the middle of the night over and over and over again.
やっぱり。
What was funny is he would watch the Science Channel. And in the middle of the night, it would be the show called Into the Wormhole. And it was narrated by Morgan Freeman.Right? Uh-huh. So it's like I would wake up and it would always be Morgan Freeman talking. And it would freak me out. Like all you could hear is his voice in the room.
やばいね、それは。それ、だんだん夢に出てくるよ。
I know, I'm like I can't wake up to Morgan Freeman anymore.
それはちょっと濃いな。朝からもうフリーマン。やばいね。あ、でもその番組は面白そう。Like, サイエンティフィックなものは面白いし。モーガン・フリーマンも好きだから。
The funny thing is, John likes this, a lot of the similar shows that my dad used to watch. So, he really likes the show How It's Made. Have you ever seen that?
ないないない。
It's super nerdy. And it'll be like, how duct tape is made. And...how tires are made and how candles are made and how cars are made or
that's definitely for me.
Yeah, it's very nerdy and it's narrated and
awesome.
It's on here on the cable channels. It'll be like a marathon of how it's made. And so he'll watch episode after episode and I'm like, oh my god, I just want to shoot myself to sleep.
やばい。それはね、やっこハマるかもしんない。
But my dad used to watch it.
それも想像できるね。そのちいちゃんのおじさんとジョンが同じ番組見てるっていうのも。
そうそうそう。Like car shows and mechanical shows and stuff.
そうそうそう。なんか mechanical show も何個か見ようとしたことある、アメリカの。日本も、日本はあんまりないような気がするんだよね。
Did you ever watch the show Mythbusters?I think you would like that. I don't know if it's on the air anymore. Mythbusters was a show where these super sciencey, nerdy people would take a situation that to see if it was a myth or if it was true. So they might take a scene from a movie and say, like, could this actually happen? And try and recreate it.
なるほどね。
And then try to prove yes or no
if
it was a myth.And it was busted or if it was actually doable. And the situations that they would come up with often included things that would blow up and you know science and stuff. So it's kind of I think you would find it fascinating.
Ah, それは面白そうだね。面白そう。だもうそういうの大好き、やっこ。
Yeah.
似たような番組があって、探偵ナイトスクープっていうのがあるんだけど、It's a 深夜番組って夜遅く夜中にやってる、大阪の番組で、そういうコーナーがあったんだよね。And it was about the most stupidest things, like stupid in a good way, but それ知ってどうするのっていうような そう、そんなサイエンティフィックでもないし、そこがまあ面白いところなんだけど、もう何でもないことをサイエンティフィックに検証しようとするってところ。Yeah.
I remember a show that I actually really liked as a child.、Mm-hmm. It was called, なるほど。
ザワールド？
ザワールド。
大好きだったよ、子も。
That was such an interesting show.
I know. I love that.
And you actually learned interesting things.
Yes, about the world.
Yeah.
わかるわかる。
Is that not on anymore?
うん、今やってない。うん、
They should do a remake.
I know.
That was a great show.、
うん、that was a great show. 結構、その世界のことを取り上げる番組は、ヤコも日本でも見てたし、まあ、さっき言ったけど、テレビっ子つって、テレビが大好きな子。だから、うん、
テレビっ子って言うんだ。
テレビっ子っていう。
So cute!
確かにそうだね。キュートテレビっ子っていう。高校生ぐらいまではかなり見てたね。世界不思議発見つって、ヒストリーのものとか。クイズ番組もかなり見てた。
Those are good too. I feel like it's fun when you can learn things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, like John likes the history too.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode and invite you to subscribe to our podcast. If you're looking to take your conversational language and cultural understanding to the next level, we invite you to join the Lost in Japanglish Academy over at japanglishacademy.com, where you'll get our in-depth study kit for each podcast episode, including the transcripts, study guides, and bonus content. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか。今日の会話のテキストは学習用プラットフォームロスジャパアカデミーでぜひチェックしてみてください。テキスト以外にも日常会話やビジネスシーンで使えるフレーズ集など英会話の上達や異文化理解に役立つ情報が満載ですのでロスジャパのウェブサイトからアクセスしてください。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねをして応援をお願いいたします。それでは来週またお会いできることを楽しみにしています。